As Obama made the announcement, he spoke of the mass shootings at a Connecticut elementary school in South Carolina, Louisiana, Colorado, and Chicago.
Somehow, we become numb to it, and we start thinking that this is normal. And instead of thinking about how to solve the problem, this has become one of our most polarized partisan debates.
The president, a former constitutional law professor, says the actions he's taking are constitutional. Obama says, contrary to the claims of some GOP presidential candidates, he's not planning to take away everyone's guns.
This hasn't been the first step in some slippery slope to mass confiscation. Contrary to claims of some presidential candidates apparently before this meeting, this is not a plot to take away everybody's guns.
The president is expanding mandatory background checks for some private gun sellers, including those online and at gun shows. Toby Hoover is founder of the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence.
Right now, if someone knows they don't qualify, they will go a place that they don't have to pass a background check. It only makes sense. So if we close that, we will prohibit the people that shouldn't have them from having them.
Jim Irvine of the gun rights group the Buckeye Firearms Association says increased background checks only serve to intimidate law-abiding citizens because the gun show loophole the president cited is a made-up term.
The U.S. Department of Justice did a study. They found less than 1% of crime guns were obtained at gun shows. So the gun shows aren't a problem with crime. They just aren't.
FBI data shows the rate of gun sales in 2015 was the highest on record, with background checks on gun purchases and permits up by 10%. Irvine says if existing laws were enforced, they would keep guns out of the wrong hands.
If you can't prosecute a known felon who comes into a gun store and gives you his address and tells you right where he lives and signs a false affidavit that you can absolutely prove with the background check you just ran on him, if you can't do that low-hanging fruit, don't tell me you're interested in prosecuting criminals.
The president promised more enforcement of existing gun laws.
We're going to do everything we can to ensure the smart and effective enforcement of gun safety laws that are already on the books. We're going to add 200 more ATF agents and investigators. We're going to require firearms dealers to report more lost or stolen guns.
Hoover notes past attempts at gun control have failed despite overwhelming public support.
Over 90% of Americans, they've been polled numerous times, agree that we ought to have a background check to make sure someone isn't a felon, domestic abuser, been adjudicated mentally ill. Everybody agrees with that, and Congress hasn't touched it.
Other executive actions announced by the president include spending $500 million to improve access to mental health care. I'm Jim Letizia, WCBE News.